Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
It is 6:12, News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now, Chris Bryan and Austin Price. I was sitting here getting the latest numbers in terms of we're tracking the SS United States this afternoon.
Indeed.
As it makes its way to the port of Mobile and then eventually over to Destin, becoming an artificial reef and a diver's destination. It's going to be absolutely incredible. So here we are. Let me just kind of give you the pinpoint of where the ship is at this very moment. Let me pull it up, just brand new here. It is just off the coast of Florida. Actually, right there, just east of Orlando. I guess that would be the Cocoa Beach area, the Cape Kennedy area. And there, it's just off the coast there, moving 7.56 miles per hour this afternoon. So it's kind of trugging right along. If you remember Friday afternoon, we talked about this and said we were going to update you today on where the ship was located. It was at that time on Friday afternoon, about the same time, it was off the Outer Banks in North Carolina. So it's out there in the Atlantic making its way south, and we'll keep tracking this ship for you. Stocks Indy mixed today as investors await the profit report from chip maker NVIDIA. Hillary Barsky has your numbers.
A choppy trading session with the major averages finishing mixed. This upcoming week will feature earnings results from NVIDIA, one of Wall Street's most influential stocks, as well as updates on consumer confidence and inflation. Tech was the worst performing sector while healthcare advanced and Apple stock rose nearly 1%. The tech giant is planning to invest more than $500 billion and hire around 20,000 people over the next 4 years. Those plans include building a factory in Houston to support its artificial intelligence system. The Dow winners, Amgen, and Travelers and Boeing, the Dow decliners, Microsoft, United Health Group, and Amazon. The Dow up 33 points, the Nasdaq lower by 237, S&P 500 down 30. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
And President Trump says tariffs against Mexico and Canada will move forward. It comes as a month-long delay of their implementation will expire next week. Speaking with French President Macron at the White House, Trump said that they are on time with the tariffs, and the two countries could see 25% tariffs on all exports starting on March 4th.
Okay, Tri-W Development back with an offer to buy OLF8 in Beulah. Here we go.
Again.
That's... Exactly. Good operative word there. The company is once again offering $42.5 million for the 540 acres of that property. After withdrawing a bid for the same amount in January, the company submitted a summary of the purchase and sales agreement to the county just last week. This is not a done deal yet.
No, it is not, unfortunately. Just about 6:15 here, we'll get our first quick check of the roads and weather for you this hour. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Lear Capital. Our financial system's cracking under pressure, and your retirement is at risk. Take control now. Lear Capital offering a free Sky High Silver Report and Precious Metals IRA guide at betternestegg.com. Don't leave your future to chance. Again, that is Lear Capital. Just a couple spots here on the roads. Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile and Palafox Street traveling northbound towards Olive Road. Both have minor congestion at this time. Hopefully that'll break up soon. As for the weather, 62 degrees, low of 50 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 72, low of 49.
Florida's good governor wants his own version of Doge. Eben Brown reports from Broward County.
Governor Ron DeSantis claims his 6 years in office so far in Florida have been spent reducing state government and lowering costs for residents.
In Florida, we were Doge when no one is even talking about it, before it was even cool to do.
But now he wants more, and in the style of the Elon Musk-led effort in Washington. He's organizing a special task force
to continue to streamline our government and to continue to eliminate unnecessary bureaucracy and to continue to ensure tax dollars are used in the most efficient way possible.
And he's asking Florida legislators to empower this state DOGE task force to audit county and city budgets. In Broward County, Florida, Eben Brown, Fox News.
And going back to President Trump's meeting with French President Emmanuel Macron, he says it's vital to put an end to the Russia-Ukraine war. At their joint news conference, Trump said Europe must take a major role to ensure a stop to the fighting. And he said there's been progress made related to an economic deal with Ukraine. And his talks with Macron today are an important step in this process. Today marks 3 years since Russia invaded Ukraine.
Okay, so if you need some help in your tax preparation, it is available. Santa Rosa County Libraries are assisting residents with the 2024 tax preparations. Volunteers from the free tax assistance company, AARP Tax Aid, will appear at the Gulf Breeze, Milton, and Navarre Libraries. The AARP Tax Aid program provides service to low and middle income taxpayers with special attention to those ages 60 and older.
And President Trump praising the email sent by Elon Musk's Doge to federal workers asking what they did last week. He said the email was genius and suggested the government may be paying people who don't exist. Federal workers have until tonight to respond to the email, and Musk has said that no response will be taken as resignation.
Okay, I like this. The days are getting longer as spring creeps closer. It is 13 days until daylight savings time begins on Sunday, March 9th. Spring officially arrives in 24 days on March 20th. And here's something that's not making a lot of folks very happy. Some big firings at the Pentagon this past week. Kevin Yurensky has the story in Securing America.
Securing America.
The Pentagon is in a period of significant transition following Friday's firing of Joint Chiefs Chairman General C.Q. Brown, as well as Navy Chief of Operations Admiral Lisa Franchetti and Air Force Vice Chief General James Slife. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth defended the moves while appearing on Fox News Sunday.
The president deserves to pick his key national security and military advisory team.
Hegseth adding this assessment of the now former chairman.
He's an honorable man, not the right man for the moment.
Rhode Island Democratic Senator Jack Reed pushed back on the firings on ABC's This Week Sunday.
Apparently what Trump and Hegseth are trying to do is to politicize the Department of Defense.
The senator adding,
we're looking at a very dangerous undermining of the values of our military.
Hegseth, though, says only one value matters.
We're going to focus on warfighting and lethality.
Kevin Yurensky, Fox News.
All righty, 6:18 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, the Florida Sheriff's Association cracking down on illegal immigration in jails across the Sunshine State. Details on how they're doing that and more coming up in just a few minutes.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
What's on your to-do list? Pick up groceries? Water your plants? How about getting vaccinated? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
The Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging, has partnered with community providers to make getting vaccinated your easiest to do.
You've got this.
With local vaccine events, access to transportation, in-home vaccinations, and on-site healthcare consultations, protecting yourself and your loved ones is not a chore anymore. So if you're age 60 plus or a person with a disability, get your yearly dose of confidence today.
You've got this.
Because we've got you. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging. Learn more at yougotthis.usaging.org.
You've got this.
Funded by the U.S. Administration for Community Living through a grant to U.S. Aging. This does not necessarily represent the views of ACL or the U.S. government.
The life of every child is precious. If you care for a child or teenager with a disability and have limited income and resources, they may qualify for monthly cash payments through the Supplemental Security Income Program, or SSI. Call Social Security at 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/ssikids to learn more. That's ssa.gov/ssikids. Message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
The cooler weather in Pensacola is a great time of the year for gardening. Whether it's planting roses, planting shrubs and trees in cool weather color, and of course, planning for spring. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesdays, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware.
Someone had a birthday.
Yep, 50. Can't believe it.
50 years of wisdom.
Great segue. We have health news, a CDC update.
Pneumococcal vaccination is now recommended for adults 50 or older. Says here, were over 6 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults under 50.
I don't love those odds.
Same. Look what I found. Pfizer's Prevnar 20 is proven to help protect adults against pneumococcal pneumonia and invasive pneumococcal disease in just one dose, and millions have already gotten it.
Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you have a severe allergy to its ingredients. A weakened immune system may lower your response. Common side effects include injection site pain and swelling, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138. Visit Prevnar20.com or talk to your doctor or pharmacist.
I'm on Prevnar20.com now, scheduling my appointment.
Good idea. And happy 50th.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. The Pensacola Grand Mardi Gras Parade is Saturday, beginning at 2. Join in the true showcase of community spirit and celebration. Get all the info at PensacolaMardiGras.com. Sunday is the Mardi Gras Parade with Island Atmosphere. The crew of Rex Parade rolls at 2 on Pensacola Beach. See PensacolaBeachMardiGras.com. Find more events and submit yours at NewsRadio923.com.
In the world of payroll and HR services, things can get complicated. There are so many moving parts in business. At Avalon HR, we understand these complications and have your back. Join us this Wednesday at 10 o'clock on the Pensacola Expert Panel as we guide you through the complicated world of payroll and HR services. Running a business is busy work. Allow Avalon HR to work with you. Join us this Wednesday on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 10 on News Radio 1620 92.3 FM.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Lee Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. I'm Michael Jackson, Chris Bryan, and Austin Price. Monday afternoon. Thanks for having us on today. We do appreciate this. Got a gambling problem? The American Psychological Association says people in their early 20s are the fastest growing group of gamblers. If you or somebody you know needs some help, call 888-ADMIT-IT for the Florida-based helpline. And I set that story up for one specific reason. The player who scored the game-winning touchdown in one of the most memorable Super Bowls of all time has sold his championship ring for more than $250,000.
Kevin, Super Bowl 42's game-winning score sounded like this on Fox Sports.
Manning lobs it. Burris alone. Touchdown, New York.
Plaxico Burris caught that pass, giving the New York Giants an upset win over the previously undefeated New England Patriots. This weekend, Heritage Auctions sold Burris' Super Bowl ring for $280,600, which industry experts say is a record value for the ring of a player. Since winning the title, Burris has endured tougher times. He served time in prison on gun charges after accidentally shooting himself in the leg in 2008 and has since experienced financial trouble, including foreclosure on a home and a plea deal to avoid tax evasion charges. Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
It's always a shame to hear someone who
sad.
Yeah, so much money and so much glory.
Sad.
625 on the nose. That's not sad. That's good news. Man, we're on time. Just in time for another quick check of the roads and weather, to be exact. Our only problem right now is Palafox Street traveling northbound passing Burgess Road. As for our weather, 62 degrees, low of 50 tonight. It's going to be foggy this evening, so be careful out there. That will bleed into your early Tuesday morning with a high of 72, low of 49.
Okay, Kevin Urinsky is in right now with your TMZ Breaking News Minute.
I'm Kevin Uretsky, and this is the TMZ Minute. Michael Lohan has been arrested again. According to court documents obtained by TMZ, Lohan was taken into custody in Texas on a felony assault charge called continuous violence against the family. Travis Scott made an appearance in Florida over the weekend to throw out the first pitch for the Houston Astros at opening day of spring training. The rapper on hand at Cacti Park in West Palm Beach, where the Astros faced off against the Washington Nationals, He also came with gifts in hand because he gave the first 2,000 fans at the stadium Travis Scott limited edition bobbleheads. And Paris Hilton brought out the stars in full force for her 44th birthday in Beverly Hills. Among the partygoers, Snoop Dogg, Sydney Sweeney, Sofia Vergara, and Jessica Alba. I'm Kevin Uretsky, and that was your TMZ Minute.
All righty, man. He gave us a pause on the sign-off sound as well.
Did you ever remember Paris Hilton's show that she had with Lionel Richie's daughter?
No, not
I was surprised to see she was not invited to that thing. I was expecting to see, and I forget her first name, but it was Lionel Richie's daughter.
Oh.
I mean, somebody out there texting could probably fill us in on that one.
Sure, if you are in the pop culture scene that deep, yeah. Text in to 850-437-1620.
Well, it was a popular show. It wasn't something that was buried. It was a real popular show.
No, they're big deals. I just can't remember it.
Okay, Foiling Week, speaking of big deals, Foiling Week is underway on Pensacola Bay. Sailors from around the globe are in Pensacola for the International Water Sport Event. This happening is going on through Sunday. During the week, this coming weekend, March 1st, Community Maritime Park will transform into a race village for the public and a place to watch the races up close. Those boats are beautiful.
And mentioned this before the break, the Florida Sheriff's Association cracking down on illegal immigration in jails across the state. The organization held a news conference in Polk County earlier today saying all sheriff and county-run jails have agreements with ICE. Law enforcement will be able to notify federal immigration agents once criminals who are in the country illegally have been arrested and booked.
Okay, if you're heading over to the island, I want to remind you this because I was just over there yesterday. Pensacola beachgoers can get updated alerts on surf and beach conditions even before touching foot. On the island, to sign up for the Pensacola Beach Surfing Warning Flag Alert, here it is. You can text PBFLAGS to 888-777. Find out what's going on over there before you get there.
All righty. And someone letting us know, Nicole Richie.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. There you go. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you so much for texting in. Because, man, we will ask y'all about anything, literally anything.
And they usually answer us, too, with yes. The right answer.
Here nationally, the Secret Service agent who tried to save President Kennedy when he was assassinated has passed away. Clint Hill died at the age of 93 back on February 21st at his home in Belvedere, California. His wife told the Washington Post he had congestive heart failure and other ailments. He dove on top of President Kennedy and First Lady Jackie Kennedy after JFK was shot in Dallas on November 22nd, 1963.
I used to like that show with Paris Hilton and Nicole Richie. And I think she, at that time, she still had her chihuahuas. You know, she's famous for her chihuahuas. And I think the dogs were on the show as well. Okay, Maine lawmakers now facing a legal battle with the Trump administration over their stance on transgender athletes in women's sports. C.B. Cotton is in NYC.
The U.S. Department of Education has launched civil rights investigations into the Maine Department of Education and a Maine school district after a transgender student won a girls' state pole vault championship. The state continuing to allow students to compete based on their gender identity, despite the president's executive order to keep men out of women's sports. Track and field coach Alan Cornwell tells Fox he refused to be a pole vault judge this year in protest of the trans athlete on the girls' team. He says the student was an average athlete on the boys' team, but won the competition on the girls' team. Students will see extra security at the school, as officials say the national attention has people understandably concerned about safety. CB Cotton, Fox News.
The Supreme Court upholding the buffer zone around abortion clinics. In a setback for opponents of abortion, the high court decided not to hear challenges to ordinances in cities in Illinois and New Jersey that ban anti-abortion activists from approaching someone trying to enter an abortion clinic. The 25-year-old precedent limits how close protesters can get to the clinic entrances.
Okay, you think maybe making a trip? I'm thinking about making a trip over to New Orleans this weekend. I'm not sure. I really haven't confirmed this or not.
You're mulling
just
it
thinking
over.
About it. But I am thinking about the Jazz and Heritage Festival over in the city, April 24th through May 4th. Two weekends, no shortage of superstar talent. So Pearl Jam, Dave Matthews, Lenny Kravitz, that's just a few of the hundreds going to hit the stage in Chili Gentilly.
I'm Tom Regani. President Trump met with French President Emmanuel Macron at the White House to discuss an end to the war in Ukraine.
Fox's Jackie Heinrich reports.
Ukraine has insisted on security guarantees, holding up signing a rare earth minerals deal with the U.S. in exchange for that. Officials said today the deal is at the one-yard line. Meantime, Europe is trying to figure out what all this means for them.
Trump says he believes Russia's Vladimir Putin would be okay with European peacekeepers in Ukraine. After weeks of speculation, former presidential candidate Vivek Ramaswamy announces his future political plans.
I am honored to announce my candidacy to serve as the next governor of the state of Ohio.
Ramaswamy endorsed President Trump after ending his White House bid and also briefly co-chaired the Department of Government Efficiency with Elon Musk. America's listening to Fox News.
Chad Robison with Your Money Now. The Federal Office of Personnel Management today undercutting a threat by Elon Musk that government workers who fail to submit a list of their recent accomplishments will face a forced resignation. OPM notified top government human resources officers today that employee responses to the OPM email is voluntary, according to an internal email sent from the Department of Justice. The update came hours after news broke about a newly amended lawsuit that noted Musk's recent threat. The S&P 500 and NASDAQ tipped lower today as the market failed to bounce back following Friday's steep sell-off. The Dow gained 33, the S&P was off by nearly 30, and the NASDAQ lost 237 points. Shares of Palantir tumbled today, adding to last week's fall of 15% as the tech and defense company shows signs of sputtering. Crude oil futures for April are under 71 a barrel. That's Your Money.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute. Aaron Rodgers, Sam Darnold, Russell Wilson, and Justin Fields are some veteran quarterbacks expected to be available when free agency begins. And I have Aaron Rodgers linking up with Mike Tomlin of the Pittsburgh Steelers. Then I see Justin Fields reuniting with his college teammate Garrett Wilson on the Jets, while Russell Wilson goes and competes for the QB1 spot in Indianapolis against Anthony Richardson. And finally, I have Sam Darnold landing on a 3 or 4 year deal with the Las Vegas Raiders. I'm Zach Gelb.
At Fisher Investments, we may seem like other money managers, but we're different.
What makes you so different than the rest of us?
We ensure clients receive unparalleled service at every step of the relationship.
Tell me more.
Our investment counselors focus on service over sales, prioritizing clients' needs.
How do you make money?
We don't sell any commission-based products. We have a simple management fee based on the value of our clients' portfolio. So we do better when our clients do better.
What about client portfolios?
We get to know each client, their finances, family, health, lifestyle, and more. And then we tailor a portfolio based on their specific goals and needs.
Your clients really come first then, huh?
Yes, we make them a top priority. Our goal is helping them achieve a comfortable retirement.
Wow, maybe we are different.
At Fisher Investments, we're clearly different. Learn more at fisherinvestments.com.
Investing in securities involves the risk of loss.
This is Pastor Carl Gallups of the Hickory-Hammock Baptist Church in Milton, Florida. Are you and your family looking for a church that when Sunday morning rolls around, you can say, oh good, it's time to go to church? Well, let me invite you to consider worshiping with us at Hickory-Hammock Baptist Church, where multiplied hundreds of people say these very words every Sunday. We are doctrinally sound, featuring the exaltation of Jesus Christ and the clear contextual preaching of the Bible. And the Bible is made relevant and exciting. You're convicted, challenged, encouraged, and uplifted at the same time. We have premier youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, Bible studies, and missions outreach. We have a team of pastoral counselors offering guidance for your Christian and family life. You can find out everything you'd want to know about us on our huge and highly interactive website at hickoryhammockbaptist.org. Let me give you an open invitation to worship at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church this Sunday morning. And then the next Sunday, you'll say, oh good, it's time to go to church. I kid you not. Regular members and even first-time guests say it every single Sunday.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hurricane season is here, and now is the time to make a plan and know your zone.
In the case of an evacuation, have a plan to go to a hurricane shelter, hotel, or stay with a family or friends. If you're ordered to evacuate, you need to leave. You can rebuild your home, but you cannot rebuild your life. This hurricane season, know your zone. Know your home. Learn more at floridadisaster.org. This message is sponsored by the Florida Division of Emergency Management, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Are you looking for the best news in talk radio in Pensacola? Then tune in to News Radio Pensacola. We're your source for the latest news, weather, and traffic, as well as in-depth interviews with local and national leaders. We also have the best talk radio lineup in town, with hosts that are passionate about the issues that matter to you. So whether you're looking to stay informed or just want to hear some great conversation, News Radio Pensacola is the place for you. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
To Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryant, Austin Price. Hey, thanks for having us on today. We really do appreciate that. Ice Flyers were swept over the over this past weekend. Wasn't pretty at all. Three-game series down against Evansville. This weekend, another brutal road trip as Pensacola faces Roanoke for a two-game series Friday and Saturday. Ice Flyers return to home ice on March 14th and 15th, matching up against Quad City. Pucks dropping 7:05 for both of those games in the Bay Center.
And speaking of games, you know, Chris, I was leading up to this on our sister station, ESPN Pensacola, 99.1 FM, 1330 AM. We've got Florida State men's hoops underway right now. They're hosting North Carolina. North Carolina's a blue blood, but they're not having a great year, and they are in Tallahassee. 6.5 minutes to go in the first half. Florida State is up 32-31. So we got ourselves a tight game there. Once again, that game got underway at the top of this hour.
All right, last year's NASCAR Ambetter Health 400 gave us one of the closest finishes in Cup history. Well, this year wasn't so bad. It was also a real ending to remember.
The second race of the NASCAR Cup Series season headed to overtime at Atlanta Motor Speedway. But instead of a fight to the finish, it was decided when another caution flag came out just a little after the restart. Video showed Christopher Bell barely ahead of both Kyle Larson and Carson Hocevar, giving him his 10th career victory, despite the fact that he hadn't led a single lap before that.
That right there is what you dream of. You never know how those things are going to play out, but I'll be the first to tell you, I love super speedways.
Bell, courtesy of Fox Sports. One person who probably does not love super speedways is Larson, who is now winless in 49 career starts of the tracks after this latest near miss. Greg Thompson, Fox News.
And the next stage in the NFL offseason is here. The league's future stars gathering in Indianapolis today for the scouting combine at Lucas Oil Stadium. Prospects will participate in several drills in an effort to increase their draft stock. The combine wraps up next Monday in round one of the draft. The next big stage of the offseason begins exactly 2 months from now, April 24th.
Okay, if you go to a Yankees game, you know you want to hear Frank Sinatra singing New York, New York. Of course you do. Only way you're going to hear that after this weekend is if they win. Because if they don't win, things have changed to that long-standing tradition.
Start spreading this news. The only time New York Yankees fans will hear Frank Sinatra's theme from New York, New York at home games will be after the Yankees win, a tradition since 1980. Just a couple of days after the most storied franchise in North American pro sports with the most widely recognized team logo around the world announced it would scrap a strict facial hair policy that dated to 1976 to allow uniformed personnel to grow well-groomed beards, the 27-time World Series champs announced another change. At all Yankees home games, when the Yankees lose, Sinatra's New York, New York will not be played anymore through the stadium. Other songs by the chairman of the board will, like That's Life, which made its debut Sunday after a Yankees exhibition loss at Steinbrenner Field in Tampa, Florida. Jared Max, Fox News.
Well, look at it this way, Yankee fans. New York's in pretty good condition right now as a franchise, so you're probably going to be hearing it rather often anyway.
I'm a Red Sox fan, by the way.
That song's got to be poison.
I one time went to Yankee Stadium, and I had rented the car in Boston and drove down. And parked in the parking lot, and around all of the Yankees fans tailgating, I pull up in a Boston Red Sox shirt and a Boston license plate on my car.
Looking for trouble?
I started looking for people that were Boston fans.
You started looking for company.
Well, they say power in numbers, you know?
Yeah.
Boston lost the game, by the way. Okay, Notre Dame's 19-game win streak in women's college basketball ending in dramatic fashion, and here's more in Fox's Sports Update.
Fox Sports Update.
NC State takes down number one Notre Dame.
A big upset in women's college basketball Sunday on ESPN. 13th-ranked Notre Dame got a career-high 33 points from Zoe Brooks in a 104-95 victory in double overtime against top-ranked Notre Dame, which had its 19-game win streak snapped. Brooks' previous high-scoring game was 21 points. 33 Sunday. Men's college basketball, Indiana upset 13th-ranked Purdue, 73-58. Alex Ovechkin closing in on NHL history.
Goal number 882. He's now 12 from tying Gretzky, 13 away from becoming the game's all-time goal-scoring leader, and that is the 20th team against whom Alex Ovechkin has had a hat-trick.
On Monumental Sports Network, Alex Ovechkin scored 3 goals for the Capitals Sunday in a 7-3 win over the Edmonton Oilers. 13 more goals needed to break Wayne Gretzky's all-time NHL scoring record.
And the 30-year-old from Norman, Oklahoma, gets his 10th career win in his 182nd race. This race had 15 different leaders. How many laps did Christopher Bell lead? Just the last.
The only one that
matters. That's the only one that matters.
On Fox TV, the Ambetter Health 400 won by Christopher Bell for Joe Gibbs Racing Toyota in overtime Sunday. Soccer, United States women's national team scored a 2-1 victory over Australia in the She Believes Cup. NBA Sunday, the Knicks lost to the Celtics 118-105. New York has an 0-7 record this season against Boston, Cleveland, and Oklahoma City, the 3 teams in the NBA with the best records. Golden State Warriors waxed the Dallas Mavericks 126-102. Golden State also retired the jersey number 9 of Andre Iguodala. You can download the Fox Sports podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you download your favorite podcasts. I'm Jared Bax.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And covered this back in the 4 o'clock hour. All members of the Indiana University Indianapolis men's basketball team are safe after their bus caught fire. The incident happened yesterday in Lawrenceburg, Indiana, as the team returned from a game in northern Kentucky. The school said the bus had a mechanical issue. Video and pictures posted on social media showed the charred, burned-out remains of the bus. But again, luckily no one was injured.
6:43, News Radio 92.3. Going to talk about a couple of EV stories here for you today. Tesla recalling more than 376,000 of its Model 3 and Model Y electric vehicles in the U.S., the recalled models could face a loss of power steering assistance when the vehicle reaches a stop and then starts right back up again, accelerates. You're not expecting. There it goes.
Lord.
All the potentially affected vehicles feature EPAS and belong to the model year 2023. And if that's not enough, Ford struggling to find a business strategy for 2025 after getting really just, they're using the word killed, I'm using it lightly, destroyed, let's use the word destroyed, instead of killed by poor electric vehicle sales. They're having their problems. Jeff Benasso has more in Fox on Wheels.
It's Fox Wheels.
After announcing it lost $5 billion on EVs last year, Ford now considering where to build a new cars and trucks at U.S. locations to protect Ford's product flow and its customers as it prepares for Mexican and Canadian tariffs. General Motors has said the auto giant has also been doing planning to mitigate tariffs since late November. Car insurance rates soared in 2024. Insurify reports that premiums climbed on average 15% last year, if you were lucky, with American drivers now shelling out about $2,300 more annually for their full coverage. Car insurance costs increased the fastest in Minnesota, Maryland, California, Virginia, and Pennsylvania, with the average rate hikes of 33 to 58% in 2024. And EVs are now 23% more expensive to insure than comparable gas models. That's Fox Wheels. I'm Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
I wonder if that has a lot to do with the batteries the cost insuring the batteries. That's probably
very
your most
well could.
That's probably your most expensive item on those electric cars.
Yeah.
The cost of the batteries.
Mm.
They're astronomical.
You know what? Since we're talking about cars, 6:45 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Hopefully not too much going on the roads here. Let's see. Our last spot was Palafox Street traveling northbound towards Olive Road. It appears we still do have some issues there, but they are very minor at this time. As for the weather, 62 degrees, low of 50 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 72, low of 49.
Okay, another congressional lawmaker has a health scare. Chad Pergram has more and tells us who the latest lawmaker is.
I'm Chad Pergram with the Speaker's Lobby. A scary moment on the House floor recently. Democratic Connecticut Representative John Larson froze up and abruptly ceased speaking when talking about Doge and Elon Musk. He halted and slurred several words before leaving the floor. Larson's office initially blamed the freeze on an adverse reaction to a new medication. But later, Larson saw the congressional attending physician. Doctors diagnosed Larson with a complex partial seizure. The Connecticut Democrat had a heart valve replacement years ago because of a condition he was born with, and that can later cause symptoms, which is what he experienced recently. In a statement, Larson said, quote, "Sometimes people with this condition can later develop symptoms, such as the momentary change in speech or movement, and that was apparent. A complex partial seizure is described as a type of epilepsy in adults that causes a change in consciousness and often lasts between 30 seconds and a few minutes. Physicians prescribed Larson a medication that the congressman said, quote, will greatly reduce the chance of this happening again. After missing 2 days of votes, Larson returned to his regular schedule." With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergram, Fox News.
My goodness, 6:47 here around this time every hour. I'd like to give you another reminder of your stock numbers. Last reminder of the evening, so listen while it's good. Stocks mostly lower to start the week on Wall Street. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 33 points to 43,461. S&P 500 lost 29 points to 59,83. And the NASDAQ fell 237 points to 19,287.
News Radio 92.3. Jane Fonda isn't done with political rhetoric, not just yet. 31st Annual Screen Actors Guild Award taking place Sunday night. Lillian Wu has the action.
Demi Moore won Best Actress for her role in horror movie The Substance. Kieran Culkin, who won Best Supporting Actor for A Real Pain, joking about the weight of the statuette.
I don't think there's any way anyone can hold this for 45 seconds, which is the allotted time, Adrian Brody, 45 seconds.
The SAG Awards streamed live on Netflix from LA's Shrine Auditorium. Zoe Saldana won Best Supporting Actress for Amelia Perez, while the TV drama categories were swept by Shogun. Best Comedy Series went to Only Murders in the Building. Actress Jane Fonda was the recipient of the Lifetime Achievement Prize, the acting union's highest honor. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
And fabric and craft store chain Joann closing all of its locations. The company made the announcement earlier today. A liquidator has agreed to buy all of Joann's assets, and going out of business sales will be held at stores. This comes after Joann had announced plans earlier this month to close around 500 stores.
I need to probably go over there and stock up on my needle threading things that helps me put buttons back on my shirt.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, great. I used to really like going through there because you can find all these little toys in terms of helping you that Otherwise, they help you, but like putting buttons back on, sewing shirts, when you don't do it, they have these little things that help you out a little bit.
Right, right, right.
So it kind of makes me a little sad because I knew where to go when I was in trouble. All right, Tri-W Development is back with an offer to buy the OLF8 property in Beulah.
Of course they are.
Go ahead, take a gasp. Go ahead.
Yeah. Right. No way, really?
The company, once again, offering $42.5 million for all 540 acres of the property after withdrawing a bid for the same amount in January. Company submitted a summary of the purchase and sale agreement to the county just last week. I wonder, you know, we started doing this story 8 years ago, maybe 7 years ago, something like that. I never envisioned it would be this hard in terms of getting rid of this property. But we're still following. Just keep it right here on News Radio 92.3. We'll let you know what's going on.
Alrighty. And a new study shows that more athletes did not, in fact, die suddenly from heart issues during the pandemic. Claims have spread around on social media that young athletes were dying from heart issues as a result of the COVID vaccine or COVID itself. But a 6-year study published in the journal JAMA, JAMA Network Open, shows that neither COVID nor vaccines led to an increase in the number of cardiac arrests.
Okay, you know that everything's true on the internet, right?
Yeah, that proves it, right?
Exactly. I just want to make a point there. Okay, vaccines and autism are under intense scrutiny following the recent confirmation of Robert Kennedy Jr. Of course, he's the new HHS secretary. Meanwhile, reports show there's been a massive jump in autism diagnosis in the last 2 decades. Alexandria Hoff has more.
Even among RFK Jr. critics, there are those who at least voice some appreciation for the fact that he has brought autism into the forefront, into the conversation. And when you're looking at these rates, and you look back at the year 2000, for example, the rate of prevalence was 1 in 150 children diagnosed with autism spectrum disorder. By 2020, most recent reporting shows the rate 1 in 36, four times more common in boys than girls. Digging back into the studies from the 60s and 70s in the U.S. and Europe, the reported prevalence then, according to the NIH, was 2 to 4 children per 10,000. Well, according to the NIH, several factors may have contributed to this rise. The expansion of diagnostic criteria in the 90s, which created this autism spectrum, also improvements in screening and increased awareness.
And of course, buying a home in America is not cheap, especially for first-time homebuyers. But Bankrate analyst Jeff Ostrowski giving a bit of insight. He's saying the national median price for a starter home is $400,000 and that the best deals can be found in Rust Belt cities such as Pittsburgh, Buffalo, Indianapolis, St. Louis, Cleveland, and Detroit.
Why? Why would you go up there? That's what I want to know. Why would you do that?
For the home prices.
Well, we're here in paradise. I think I'm going to go up to Ohio or something.
Yeah, I mean, for home prices, I guess. That's one reason. Now we know.
Sure, that's the reason to leave paradise. Sure it is. Okay, Customs and Border Protection is taking over the former headquarters of USAID in Washington, while hundreds of federal officials with the State Department, the IRS, and the Department of Justice are being redeployed to help with the border crisis.
We are clearly seeing a shift in priorities with this administration now placing a higher focus on immigration over foreign aid. Clear sign of that. CBP will soon move into the former USAID headquarters. And it comes after similar moves with DHS Secretary Noem deputizing up to 600 State Department officials as new immigration officers. The move also followed similar actions with IRS agents and DOJ law enforcement picking up duties as well. The results in just 30 days, Tom Homan says, stands in stark contrast from the previous administration. Border Patrol says illegal crossings are down, but ICE says interior arrests are up 135% or more compared to this time last year. Aliens with criminal history specifically, those arrests are up 99%.
6:53, we'll take one last quick break here. When we return, some of you out there who may be getting older and worrying about things such as dementia, we have a message for you. May not necessarily be a remedy, but a new study is saying that it couldn't hurt your chances of avoiding it. Details on what that simple help is coming up.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Are you feeling tired, slower, or achier than you used to? You might think it's just age, but it could be low testosterone. At Wave Men's Health, they've helped thousands of men who didn't realize their symptoms were caused by declining testosterone levels, a problem that's becoming a new norm in American men. Wave Men's Health refuses to accept this new normal. They're committed to restoring testosterone to healthy levels so you can feel like yourself again, whether at home, in the gym, at work, or in the bedroom. For years, their providers have delivered testosterone therapy tailored to each man's needs. No one-size-fits-all solutions, just real science-backed results delivered by discreet local experts. Imagine more energy, sharper focus, and newfound confidence. A same-day testosterone check and consultation is just $99. Call 850-266-7020 or visit WaveMensHealth.com today. Your prime years aren't over. They're just waiting to be unleashed. Wave Men's Health. Making it happen.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked about the fledgling and now failed effort by Ashley Hoffberger, Commissioner District 4, to raise the question of whether to keep County Administrator Wes Moreno in his job. She basically got told, you can go talk to him privately, but we're not having this on the agenda, at least not yet. The Escambia County School Board votes for us to vote again on whether to have an appointed or an elected superintendent. We had a good conversation about which way is the better way to pick a superintendent. You can listen to those conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Sundays, you get Christian Outlook at 7, Ask the Preacher at 8, Town Hall Review, Fox News Sundays a Weekend, Tech It Out, and Gun Talk at 8.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. I was wondering when we had to get the big hair in here this afternoon.
I could hardly fit in the door.
I'm telling you. Who left all of this hairspray around here?
Yeah, it's going it's
to
pungent.
It's going to waste on me.
My eyes are red.
Okay, here's something that's really interesting. The United States continues to push for a peace deal between Russia and the Ukraine. However, still a disagreement between Europe and U.S. on what the deal should actually look like. Jackie Hendrick has more from the White House.
The U.S. has been at odds with Europe on two U.N. resolutions today, voting against Ukraine's resolution along with Russia, North Korea, Belarus, and some other Russia-friendly countries. The U.S. opposing that resolution from Ukraine that condemned Russian aggression, called for all of its territory to be returned. The U.S. also abstained on its own separate U.N. resolution that called simply for a negotiated end to the war after some European-sponsored amendments made its way into the language. It was voted in. The president asked about that, declined to explain the logic. The other issue that U.S. has been battling with Europe on is this $300 billion in seized Russian assets that are sitting in Belgium. The U.S. has been calling to allow that money to go to Ukraine and to go to the U.S. to be compensated for its support.
Just a little bit past 6:55 here. We'll get one last very quick check of the roads and weather for you. Roads looking clear for the most part. Weather, 62 degrees, low of 50 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 72, low of 49.
Well, you did make that fast, didn't you?
Yeah.
All right. Once you get ready for Pensacola's slow ride, it's the bike slow ride in March. Not this weekend. The next weekend features, and I like this. This is new this year. You ready?
Yes.
Cycle check.
Okay.
How about that? You know what this is? The riders will dress up in fashionable everyday clothes, they say. And the ride takes over a little over an hour at a casual pace. Gets underway at Alabama Square, 401 West Gonzales Street, Saturday, March 8th. Not this Saturday. At 1 o'clock in the afternoon. So that should be a lot of fun.
Yeah, and mentioned this before the break, 5 minutes a day of light exercise could cut the risk of dementia. A new study found that 35 minutes of moderate to vigorous physical activity per week was linked to a 41% lower risk of dementia over a four-year period, and the risk continued to drop the more exercise people got.
I love the trailers on this thing. Captain America, Brave New World continues to win the war at the weekend box office. Deborah Valentine has more on this trending story.
Captain America, Brave New World may be losing some momentum at the box office, but still came out on top this weekend, making just over $28 million after a $100 million start during President's Day weekend.
Your inner circle's been compromised. Let me fix it.
Watch yourself. You're not Steve Rogers.
You're right. I'm not.
Second place went to Neon's gory thriller, The Monkey, which generated just over $14 million in its opening weekend. Sony's Paddington in Peru, the third adventure about the marmalade-loving bear, dropped into third place, making $6.5 million in its second weekend. Deborah Valentine, Fox News.
Okay, coming up 8 days, the 2025 Sun Belt Conference Men's and Women's Basketball Championship. Returning back to the Bay Center. Yep, all 14 Sun Belt schools in town March 4th through 10th in a single elimination tournament. It's going to be a great event. Ray Palmer, Pensacola Sports, tomorrow afternoon, 5:12 on News Radio 92.3. See you then.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.